You are now listening to the Working Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Ashanti. If you've listened to an episode of my podcast before, thank you so much for coming back and joining me for another episode. And if this is your first time, I hope that you find something valuable in what I discussed today. So, with that being said, I just want to say that clearly, I have not done an episode in months. And I think it goes to say that when you do something for the first time, you expect it to be a certain way. You want it to look a certain way. You want it to reach certain numbers. So when I first started doing podcasts, I wasn't really sure how to do it. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to talk about. I was kind of like, well, if I listen to this podcast, they talked about this, so I should talk about that because maybe that's something that people actually want to listen to. And I'm realizing that this is my own personal journey. The Working Entrepreneur is my own personal brand. So I should talk about things that are, you know, important to me and important to my brand and what I want people to learn from me specifically. So with that being said, I just want to start this off by saying whatever it is that you want to do, if you spend a lot of time harping on why it won't be great or why this person is better and, you know, where they're at, they have 100,000 people listening to their podcast, whatever, you will never have those things if you do not start. You will never have those things if you don't stay consistent. You will never have those things if you don't believe in what you're actually doing. And I know it's, trust me, I know it's a lot harder than, you know, what it seems. It's easier said than done, and I'm clearly a walking testimony of that. But here we are, we're picking it back up again. We're going to try to do this again. We're going to be consistent. And yeah, so now that I've got all of that out the way, today's topic is going to be about a post I made earlier today. So today is actually Thursday. I believe it's the 21st, I want to say. It's the 21st. So you guys will be hearing this next week on Wednesday. But I made a post talking about, you know, being your own boss, but still going to work and having a boss. This is kind of something that has been on my mind a lot because it's almost like I do a lot of business work at work. So I could be at work emailing people, setting up campaigns, making posts, you know, figuring out a refund for an order or figuring out what went wrong with the order. And I'm being my own boss, but I'm still in a working environment. So say, for example, I'm emailing somebody about a campaign. And in that moment, I'm my own boss and I'm talking to them. I'm saying exactly what I want, exactly how I want it to look. And then I may look over and here comes my manager or my boss telling me exactly how they want their things to look. And I don't know, how do you guys feel about that? What is the balance? Because I've toggled a lot in my mind between being like, F this job, I don't need this job, I'm my own boss. But you have to stay realistic and understand that wealth is a long-term thing. So a lot of us have to start working jobs in order to fund our business, which will fund our dreams, which will fund things that will make us plenty of money as we grow and as we expand and spend more time doing things that, you know, make us money. So, you know, just with, with that being said, I actually had somebody comment on my post, Kaleem. I really hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. But he commented and was, you know, speaking to my experience and speaking on his experience being an entrepreneur but also working a job. So, you know, he made a really good point basically just saying that it's important to show up as yourself. Entrepreneurs, a lot of time, majority of the time, I'm pretty sure 100% of the time, we are natural born leaders. So when you get into this environment, you show up as a leader. You still show up as a boss. You still show up as the person that you are, because regardless of where you are, you're still a CEO. You're still a boss. You still deserve to be respected. You still deserve leadership positions because you are ultimately a leader. And, you know, I know it's so easy to look at your current situation and be like, oh my God, am I really an entrepreneur because I'm working a job? But I have a boss and I see all these people on social media who are making millions and 100,000 from their businesses. But it's important to know that this is your personal journey and that your journey will not look like everybody else's. You may have to be that person that's working at McDonald's making $7.25. It's kind of crazy that people always use McDonald's as an example. So let me say, you may be that person that's working at O'Reilly's making $9 an hour, however much, but you can take that money from there, put it into something that you enjoy doing that simultaneously will make you money. Do that for 2 to 3 years or however long it takes for you to grow and you to feel comfortable and you to know that, okay, I cannot leave this job. And with that being said, I did have a few people comment under the post. And, basically I was asking people, what is your biggest challenge being a working entrepreneur? Is it that your ego may get in the way because you feel like I'm my own boss? I don't need somebody telling me what to do. Is it time management? Because we know that balancing a business is a 24-hour, 7-days-a-week job. Even if you're at work, you're still a boss. You still have things that you need to do. Or is it simply that you want to walk in there and quit every time you go? So it was beautiful just seeing people's responses and knowing that I wasn't alone in what I was feeling. And in particular, I had somebody named Kaleem comment, and his comment really spoke to me. When he commented, he said, "This is real. I've gone in and out of that scenario often. A key is to always be In his comment, he said, "This is real. I've gone in and out of this scenario often. A key is often always be a boss, even not always a decision maker on everything. It's extreme leverage when an organization knows you're building your own stuff. Always try to present who you actually are, not who your title says you are. My greatest title is me." And oh my God, I want to say that literally blew my mind because, wow, I'm really my most important and most valuable asset. I bring so much to anybody, anywhere I go. Even though I'm very introverted, I bring a lot of information. I'm very talkative when it comes to things that are important to me. And I like to make people feel good. And I'm a leader and I can make great decisions. And I know how to work under pressure well. So those are not things that stop when I stop running my business. Those are not things that stop when I work at my job. Those are literally just who I am. So, those are just literally who I am. It's very important. It's very important that I remember that. It's very important that I stay true to that. And it's important that on this journey being a working entrepreneur, that you remind yourself that it's not the title. It's not the job. It's not the business. It's all about who you are. Who you are as a person. Are you able to lead? Are you personable? Are you charismatic? Are you a quick thinker? Knowing what you're good at and knowing what you're not good at. It's just so powerful. So, this is my first episode back. I'm going to edit it and see how I like it. Regardless, I'm going to put this up because it's just something that needs to be done. Thank you so much for listening. I promise to get better. Okay. I really hope you found something valuable in this podcast episode, and I look forward to talking to you again in our next one.